Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. How are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I be Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, Isaac Bruce, Isaac Bruce. What's up, man? Say your name three times like Candyman and then you appear. What's up, bro?
Well, you only get supernatural results from me, man. I'm good. This is 49er week, man. It's special. I don't think, from a Rams standpoint, we don't need any extra motivation about playing this game. Division game, division rival, North versus South. Those funny colors versus the right colors. And it's what it is. Let's get it.
It is what it is, man. And let's get it. And the Rams and 49ers will get it Sunday night on primetime NBC Sunday Night Football. But Isaac, man, the fact of the matter is, man, we come into this ball game 4-1. The 49ers come into this ball game 2-3 at home, man. They're 0-3, man. That's sorry, bro. And we should win the game. Point blank. Period. You got it.
And so, you know what? I think, the 49ers are going through some struggles right now. I mean, it's to be expected, with the long 16 grind of a season, which the NFL is, you can have some little strife, a little disagreement between players and coaches and between players and each other. So I think the 49ers may be experiencing some of that. But at the same time, you're talking about the NFC representative in the Super Bowl this past season. And, when that happened, Doc, when you come back that following season, man, everybody, you're the measuring stick for everyone. So you're going to get everyone's A game, especially within the division, within the conference. When you face an opponent, either on the road or at home, these guys are going to give their best because you're the measuring stick to really tell them who they are. And you have to meet that. You have to meet that pressure with pressure. And right now, I don't think the 49ers are doing it. They may be reeling right now just a little bit. But you know what? They always say one of the most dangerous animals is an animal that's wounded. So once again, we have to go into this game being professional, take the fight to the 49ers, and just do some stuff that kind of getting these guys' mindset and saying, here we go again. So it'll be a great game, and hopefully the Rams come out and play Ram football this Sunday.
Now, it is a big game for us, man. The Rams, we're coming to this ball game, man. Our first NFC West game, first division game, man. We've already taken care of the NFC East undefeated. We got that crown, man. But this is what we really fight for. So not only is it the 49ers that we're facing, our first division game this season. Now, the 49ers, this is their second division game. They lost to the Cardinals 24-20 in the season opener. But last week, man, we coming off a huge win, one on the road at Washington 30-10. And San Francisco was at home. And lost to them dudes from Dade County, man, 43-17. So you say they reeling, bro. They just, I said it about the Giants. I'm saying it about them, man. They're some trash, man. And the fact that they haven't won at home yet, I know that's probably going to motivate them even more because they do want to win at home and they do want to play against these L.A. Rams and get a win against these L.A. Rams, man. And aside from the fact it's a huge rivalry, but as you said, Isaac, they're having some problems, man. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing like Garoppolo below. They got some other things, man. They're just struggling, man. They're just having a bad year, and I'm glad they're having a bad year, and I'm glad we're facing them when we're facing them because Sunday should be a W for us.
Well, you're taking a look at Jimmy G, just a closer look at him. I mean, I think there's a confidence issue, maybe not within himself, but maybe within the offense that he's playing in. I mean, you look at what Coach Shanahan has done in the past. When he was in Atlanta, he made Matt Ryan the MVP of the league with his play calling, his play call selection. He had that big, huge gaffe in the Super Bowl when he should have ran the ball. But that being said, he's pretty much led two organizations to Super Bowl appearances. And, you know, players like playing for him. Offensive linemen like playing for him because it's a run-oriented style offense that's built off the run game, and you run all your play-action fakes. It should be real conducive to quarterbacks. I mean, when you talk about being able to run the football effectively and getting that extra man down into the box for a quarterback, you're pretty much throwing one-on-ones or against air as far as when you're throwing the football. So you don't have to really fit the ball into zones, into holes like that, because this offense puts you in a position to be successful. There has to be an issue between what's going on, the confidence level with Jimmy G, and the confidence that's in this offense. So there's something missing, Doc.
There's a lot missing, man. And you've had Jimmy G missing from the San Francisco 49ers offense a lot of times, man. He's not even the leading passer, man. The leading passer is Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins, man. I don't even know you, dog, but you come in, you have 614 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, been picked up 3 times. Dude been sacked 8 times. But Jimmy G been sacked 7 times, man. He has just under 500 yards passing. So you have a San Francisco 49er offense that, I mean, they're not doing too much, man. George Kittle is the big guy, the big tight end, man. He's having a pretty decent season, but, you know, we pretty much can deal with him. But that 49ers offense, as much as they're struggling, they got to deal with our defense, bro. That's just straight up balling, man. Our defense, bro, looking at the numbers, man, I think we're 4th in the NFL in total yards allowed per game, man. And struggling, 49ers offense, man, you got to see this defense, man. Y'all going to have some problems, man, dealing with this defense. We said the defense has needed to get better at some things, and they have gotten better at some things. And when you just look at the numbers, man, and look at how they're ranked, man, 3rd in points allowed, we're just giving up 18 points a game. 4th in yards allowed, 304. Man, this Rams defense, bro, it's more than just Aaron Donald, man. That's a unit. We balling, bro.
Well, you know what? It feels good, and it's always a good thing when you're sitting back watching a football game, watching a defense, particularly the Los Angeles Rams defense, and it seems like they may have 12 and 13 guys on the field at the same time. So you see guys swarming, and this is all due to reps, Doc. We talked about guys needing reps all the time. No preseason. You had to use these first 4 games of the season as your preseason, really get ready to play football. So now I think guys are starting to gel. It's that cohesiveness that's starting to set in with the Rams. They have one band, one sound, and they're attacking the football. They're getting turnovers on defense. And you see multiple hats on the football when tackling an opposing player. So that's what I like to see. And the 49ers will definitely have their hands full with this defense.
Man, they're going to have some problems, man. And they're going to have some problems protecting the quarterback, whoever it is, man, whether it's Garoppolo or Mullins, man. Those dudes combined been sacked 15 times, and the Rams as a team got 20 sacks, tied for first in the league with Pittsburgh. Now, Aaron Donald has 7.5 of those sacks, man. But just looking at this defense, man, and the way they're playing, bro, this might be a more complete defensive unit than it was a couple of years ago when we went to the Super Bowl, man. And that's saying a lot. And if it is, man, things looking very, very good for us.
That comes from drafting well. I mean, when you go in a draft and you have to take a 6th-round safety out of Ohio State, you know, you're talking about a guy that's played in a lot of big games. And then when you add him to the mix, you add Rapp from last year. You add the kid from Alabama, the linebacker, when he starts to get in the mix. These are some guys who have played in some huge college football games. So they're used to that big game feel that the NFL brings each and every week. And this is what you get when you start to draft well.
Yes, you do, man. And the Rams, not only drafting well, but then adding those pieces like they added, of course, we know with Jalen Ramsey. And even, you know, man, just having the fortitude and the confidence, man, to give up what they gave up to get Jalen, even though Jalen doesn't have any picks this season, man. But just him being out there makes that defense, the back end of that defense, even better, man, because cats kind of want to stay away from that. Now, we know what our offense could do, man, but the 49ers defense pretty good as well, man. You know, our defense ranked 4th in total yards allowed, and guess who's just right there behind us, bro? That 49ers defense, man, you know, they balling as well, man. They're 5th. They only give up 323 yards a game, and this is what they got to face, though, because Jared Goff, man, you know, you said something early this week, man, that Jared Goff should be mentioned in the MVP conversation, and I'm with you, bro, because he's playing at a very, very high level. So as well as this 49ers defense playing, y'all got to see us this week, man, because what Jared Goff continues to do, man, he only has 3 picks through 5 games, 8 touches, almost 1,400 yards, man. And just the efficiency, we talk about it, just the efficiency he's playing with in this offense, man. But they have to be ready to play because you said this is a wounded 49ers team, man, and they are looking at us like, these are the Rams, man. We like punking the Rams and trying to punk the Rams and trying to beat them, but the Rams are looking at them like, okay, this is a division game, our first division game, but that defense is not as bad as that 2-3 record looks, man, but they still got to see Jared Goff and these weapons we have on offense.
Well, you talk about a bevy of talent on a team, on a defense. I mean, no better place to start than on that defensive front line that the 49ers, put out there. I mean, so many first round picks, guys who have been paid, they're on their second contracts. These guys get after the quarterback. Now, they've been hit by the injury bug particularly hard than any other team, just about any other team in the league. They lose the up-and-coming Bosa. Bosa's not going to be available, but you know, these guys, they started to play together, and you saw it from last year, how they would swarm the ball. I think they particularly did a really good job versus one of the most versatile quarterbacks in the league in Lamar Jackson last year. So to have another year with this core group together, man, I mean, you really have to be on your P's and Q's, dot your I's and cross your T's when you go up against this defense. So not only will our defense or the 49ers offense have their hands full, we also have our hands full as well. We got to come out and execute the game plan, which Coach Sean McVay is putting in front of us.
Now, the defense, that 49ers defense has played well this season, man. Looking at the numbers, man, like I said, fifth in the NFL in total yards allowed a game, man. As far as points are concerned, they give up 22, almost 23 points a game. But, bro, regardless of all of that, man, last week they got thrashed 43-17. And not only that, they gave up 350 yards passing to Ryan Fitzpatrick. So you give up 350 to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick ain't just no trash, but he ain't no Jared Goff either, man. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think he only had like four or five incompletions, man. And we know Jared Goff, he tosses that ball around, man. He's always has a good completion to pass attempt ratio, man. So I see Jared having another big game. I predicted he was going to have a big game last Sunday, and he did, man. I expect him to have another big game as well because that 49ers defense, they got rocked last week, man. And if you give up that to Ryan Fitzpatrick, now you facing a quarterback that's on a whole nother level. And I don't think Jared Goff is going to take this game lightly. San Fran got some more issues, man.
Good points, man. Good points. Yeah, definitely another opportunity for Goff and that offensive crew to really, really impose their will on this defense. So it's another opportunity for that. And week in, week out, we've had different guys on the perimeter from a tight end standpoint, receiver standpoint, really, really start to make their presence feel felt. So, who knows? It may be Van Jefferson this week. It may be, once again, Woods to really set the tone and get the fight started. So it's going to take a collaborative effort. Guys got to go out, execute the game plan that's called. And priority number one, as every other week, run the football. Let's start getting downhill on these guys in between the tackles, try to set the edge, and really start to try and run this football against this defense.
Because we're our running team, man. We run the ball. We keep saying it over and over again. We run that ball, man. We're a lot more effective, and that offense runs a lot smoother and puts up a lot more points. And Jared Goff even plays better when we have that running attack going and even have the threat of running the ball. But Isaac, man, 49ers week, man, just let the folks know, man, how the intensity and the mindset changes, man, once you see San Fran. You see it on the schedule, but once you get past the game before and you show up to work, scouting report, and you look at it, man, just tell the folks how the mindset changes. Because watching some old film that I saw you all play against the 40, I think Rams on film posted or something. I love it, man. You caught a bad pass. You jump up, man. You pop in the crowd. Torrey Holt catch one. He jumps up. He's hot. It's just a different mindset when you see San Fran, isn't it, man?
It is. I mean, it's introduced to you from the moment that you're drafted as a Ram, maybe as a 49er. I'm not sure. But, when I first got drafted in 1994, you know, I was introduced to this rival by the great Pro Football Hall of Famer Jackie Slater about how, you know, the game itself is and how it was. And anytime you have a battle with a team or an organization in the postseason, Doc, it just makes it that rivalry explode. I mean, you know, number one, you have a team that you play twice in your division every year, and the games are tight. You know, you got the Northern California, Southern California thing that's tied into it. Truly, I think the rival was really ignited in the 89-1990 season. I mean, there was an NFC championship game between the two teams, and the Rams were on a roll. They had three East Coast trips to get into the playoffs. Ended up beating Philly, ended up beating the Giants on Flipper Anderson's classic walk-off, if you want to call it, touchdown going out of the back of the end zone, going out of Giants Stadium at that time. And then to come back west and play in an NFC championship game against these very same 49ers and be up 7-0 before the great Ronnie Lott comes out of nowhere, as I was told, and knocks the ball out of the air from a wide open Flipper Anderson that would have put the game up 14-0. So the rivalry is what it is. It's very steep and it's deep. But especially when you have a game of that magnitude in the postseason between two teams that are in the same division, man, it just explodes and it never dies.
Now, how was the trash talking, man? When y'all was rolling, you know, greatest show on turf in San Francisco, they wasn't sorry. They were rolling. How was the trash talking, man? Especially when you out there, you seeing guys when they had Dion, man, Merton Hanks, cats like that, man, Eric Davis. How was the trash talking in those ball games, man?
Well, I was part of a show, a San Francisco show yesterday. And, you know, I pretty much got asked the same question. You know, when I first came in, when I was first drafted with my class in 1994, you know, we were reeling. We didn't have that much talent on the team collectively. And, you know, when we went up against the 49ers, it was just, you know, in that entire division at that time, it was the 49ers and everybody else. You know, we were just the guys. So we just filled out that division. And the only representative for the playoff for a very long time was the 49ers. So I felt like once, you know, we had that turnaround when we brought guys in like Adam Timberman, when we brought in Trent Green, when we brought in Marshall Faulk, drafted Torrey Holt, Kurt Warner was on the team. When we brought those guys in, we had the equal talent base. And at the same time, they were still very talented. Terrell Owens, J.J. Stokes, Jerry Rice was there. Steve Young was there. You know, it just made it even more what the rivalry should be when you have two very talented teams in the same division going head to head with each other. And it was explosive. I mean, you see Merton Hanks when he make plays, he'd do his little duck walk. Tim McDonald. He make plays, big, huge hits. And, you know, we were not short for words at all as well. So we talk our noise and talk our trash and we teach them how to read our Nikes, man. For you, those of you who don't know what read your Nikes mean, that's when the defensive back is chasing me and all he can see is my Nikes, my knees and elbows. So that's called reading the Nikes. But the rivalry is alive and well. And this game Sunday night, it's on national television. Be once again to show how big this rival is.
Now, you struck plenty of teams, man, and crushed feelings of many DBs, but you had a monster night again. What year was that, bro, against San Francisco, dog? Four touchdowns, five touchdowns? You just how many yards, bro, something like that?
Oh, that was the 99 season. Four touchdowns, three in the first half, one more in the fourth quarter, about, you know, 130 yards receiving. You know, just one of those breakout games for that season right there. You know, it's coming off of Oz's four touchdown performance in Cincinnati. And then, you know, just showed the explosiveness of the offense, the explosiveness of the players and the talent that we had, man. It was an awesome time to be a Ram, I tell you that.
Hey, what year was it finally like, okay, these dudes serious? Because I remember one year, man, you all started undefeated and they beat y'all and the famous quote, I forgot who said it. So same old sorry ass Rams. I forgot who said that. But what year was it like y'all was out there balling and y'all just started kicking it? You just like, okay, we need to shut up, man. Just leave these dudes alone because they just running past us, bro.
1999, man. That was it.
That was the year, huh?
Like I say, when we got loaded, when we got to the point where we felt like that, you know, we can make some noise in the division. That was our first step to be able to make noise in the division. And then from that standpoint in the NFC conference. And, you know, fortunately, it was a combination of both being able to stand up, quote unquote, to the bully of the division, knock the bully out. And once we knocked the bully out, you know, we kind of just ran the table within the division, which set us up for that playoff run that we had that year.
So these 2020 L.A. Rams, man, I'm pretty sure they know the importance of this rivalry, man. And not only that, it's just a division game. Our first division game then is on the road against these dudes, man. And, you know, 2-3 record, man. But that, like you said, bro, the fact of the matter is they did, you know, they are the representative for the NFC West. I mean, for the NFC, you know, they did go to the Super Bowl last year. So they still have some of that, a lot of that same talent, and they still are a threat, because just as badly as Garoppolo has been playing so far in that offense, they can easily start clicking, man. And because they still have dudes you still have to watch, and that defense is still pretty solid, man. So if we don't take care of the football and we make some mistakes, they can easily beat us. But I don't really see that happening this Sunday, man, because this Rams team seems to be extremely focused on what they have to get done. And it's a well-oiled machine, man. And I think that well-oiled machine is going to continue to roll on Sunday night football, man. I'm just looking forward to the matchup, man. I'm going to call it again, man. I got us winning the ball game by at least 9 points, bro.
Well, I tell you what, Doc, I think one of the glaring stats that has been, you know, that we've mentioned already on this show was that, you know, the 49ers have given up close to 15, 16 sacks already. So, you know, we hadn't mentioned that man, that great man, Aaron Donald, on this show yet. So this is the perfect time. This is the perfect opportunity. They have a lot to deal with that within that offensive line in the 49er room. And I'm sure everybody will be locked in and engaged. But that, I don't think that'll change very much. We're not sure which quarterback is going to play. I'm not sure if they've already announced who's going to start, if it's Jimmy G or Mullins. You know, Mullins this past week, you know, he's the head coach down at the Florida Gators, and he was calling for full capacity in the stadium after he lost a road game in the SEC and the effectiveness of 20,000 fans in Texas A&M Stadium. So, you know, that's a little distraction mechanism by his dad, but he'll still have to see Mr. Aaron Donald up close and personal. So I anticipate Aaron Donald, Brockers, and those guys having a feast come Sunday night.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Aaron Donald is like, we talk about him every episode. So you don't want to just, you know, just glide past him. But damn, bro, it's like, I don't even know what else to say about the dude. I done called him a Superman. I done called him a superhero. I done called him a Super Jake. I mean, you know, I done called him a monster. I don't even know what else. I done called him unblockable. I said you can't block him with one. You can't block him with two. You can't block him with three. We didn't say it. You said you ain't never seen anybody his size to do the thing. I don't even know what else we can say about him, man. I mean, I think dude is just really an adjective now. You know, we just say Aaron Donald. That's it, you know, man. Aaron Donald, that dude. Like, you know, he got Mausoleum. It's like he got AD, man. He got Aaron Donald. But you're right, man. They got to deal with Aaron Donald. But, bro, I don't even know what else can do to even, because his supernatural stuff is becoming kind of average. It's like he don't get the props he deserves, because he's like, he out there crushing cats. But you're like, he always crush cats. So it's kind of hard to get cats excited. But you still see him and be like, damn. So I really don't know what else to say about AD, man. They got to deal with him.
You got to deal with it, man. I mean, if I had to throw one at him, it'd have to be Lil God. I'm going to call him Lil God now. So, yeah. You know, because, you know, any guy that gets penetration the way that he does, plays the run, plays the pass, he's doing it at a huge, big-time excellent level, man. So he's pretty much unblockable. You got to double-team this guy. I'm not sure what the 49ers' plans are. I just say, make sure everyone on our defense has his back this weekend. It's important to have his back this weekend.
And speaking of his back, man, just think about, bro, if that second level, the people who do have his back, that linebacker core, man, if they can give us more. You know, Micah Kizer been giving us some. He's got hurt, though. But if they can just give us a little bit more, bro, just think about how even more dominant we'll be, man. Whoo, big game coming up on Sunday, man. This week, man, the Rams 49ers, man. Anything you want to add, man, before we get out of here? Number 88 was San Francisco, but number 80, you know, I got to throw that. Number 88 was San Francisco, but we're going to end it. He's number 80 in your heart with the Rams, man. Anything else you want to add, bro?
Hey, you know, I'll just add this leaving, man. You know, this is a big game. It's a rivalry game. I enjoy playing at home in this matchup. But I just love playing on the road in San Francisco, man. And by the time kickoff had started, the 49er fans, they were pretty rambunctious and making a lot of noise. But by the end of that fourth quarter, man, you saw all the L.A. Ram fans come down and we just take over Candlestick Stadium. And, we got to find a new way to just take over this Levi Stadium now, man. And it all happens with winning. So Those are some of my fondest memories of this matchup. Huge game. The nation gets to see it nationally on national TV this weekend. And let's go execute, fellas.
Let's go get it. The 4-1 LA Rams versus the 2-3 San Francisco 49ers. Sunday Night Football, main prime time. Our Rams going to Santa Clara to take down these NFC West division rival. But that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, God willing, we are out.